23 past 8 on a Monday morning, getting you ready for a big working week. And, of course, building up to the last home and away round of the AFL season. It will be the last time that Carlton step out in 2017. And they'll do so against Sydney at the SCG on Saturday afternoon. But they'll do so on the back of a win against the Hawks on Saturday night at Etihad Stadium. And one of the main men in the Navy jumper these days is young gun Jacob Wiedering, who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Jacob.
How you going, guys?
We're going very well, thank you, pal. What was it like the Saturday night? Because you got away to a really good start in that first quarter with some really good physicality and intensity, but had to hang on late. How were you through the ride?
Yeah, pretty good. Obviously, we've had a disappointing back end of the season. We've had, I think, an 8 or 9 game losing streak, so it was nice to get a bit of reward, especially against the Hawks. I don't think we've beaten them for 12 years, so... Bolts was pretty happy post-game, but no, the boys worked really hard, as you said, a pretty good start. And in the past, I think this season we've had 8 games where we've been leading in the last quarter and haven't got the job done. So, as I said, just a nice reward for the boys to get the win.
Jacob, how have you found your second year? Your first year was absolutely brilliant. You started this year, you played a lot up forward. How have you seen your year going so far?
Yeah, it's probably been a little bit inconsistent. Obviously, the change in position, as you mentioned, I saw it as a development opportunity. Going up forward, learning a new craft, and as you know, you've got to play more than one position in today's game. So I enjoyed it up there and moved down back, and I'm feeling a lot more comfortable now. Obviously, we've got Liam Jones down there who's taking the number one key forward. He's doing a terrific job. But I think as a back six at Carlton, we're pretty strong and tight-knit, and... we're looking after each other. We're running a good system, and we're playing some good footy, which is good.
Jacob, you talked about Brendan Bolton being happy after the game. Explain Brendan Bolton happy. What's he like in the rooms after a victory against one of his old teams?
Yeah, I guess you've seen a few of his, press conferences at Hawthorn. That's what I remember going into my draft year. So he's obviously a pretty serious cat. He's very professional. He's calculated about what he does and what he says. But I guess he's a human at the end of the day. And with an 8-game losing streak, not too much success in the back half of this season, we've just put our sights on trying to get some happiness and some joy. So for us, we went back to the drawing board and we just said, look, we want to smile at the end of each game. We want to take the final scalps and. We just want to play some Carlton football, really, and that's brutal in the contest and win the hardball. So he was just really happy with our efforts on the weekend. Again, we can't get too high or too low. We'll just go back, review the game and hopefully put up a good contest against Sydney this week.
You've sort of touched on it, but how important was it to win? Because through that losing sequence, you were really, really competitive. You just couldn't quite get over the line. But from a confidence point of view, going into another pre-season, how important was it just to get over the line from a belief perspective?
Yeah, definitely. It wasn't... Yeah, we weren't... again, it's disappointing that we weren't getting the results, but we knew we were in games, and that was the most important thing. So we were just sticking to system and structure, and we're giving effort. We just needed a four-quarter effort, and as you said, some confidence going into the preseason would be great. Obviously, coming off the back of Hawthorn, if we can get another win next week, that'd be great. But again, as I said, we'll just go back to the drawing board. We'll review this game, not get too high or too low. Sydney, I think we beat them on. We beat them earlier this year, I think, on the G. So we're going up to Sydney to try and get the job done. They're obviously playing some really good football, so we'll try our best and go from there.
From outside the footy club, when we talk about Carlton and the way they play, we sit there and we say that clearly there's a defensive mindset, and that's the layer that's been put down first by Brendan Bolton and the coaching staff. And maybe in time there'll be other layers to attack a bit more freely, I suppose, in time. Is that right, or is that just the way it looks, the way that the group is at the moment, perhaps hasn't got the experience to be playing consistently week in, week out?
Yeah, you probably hit the nail on the head on your last point there. I think we've got a lot of growth. And a lot of young boys, as you know. Charlie Kurnow's had a fantastic back end of the year. He's running and jumping at marks and taking just about everything. So he's looking like Cooter 2.0. but, yeah, young boys, Zach Fisher is showing some signs. FTS, Jack Silvani down there. Big Harry Mackay, we got a few games into him a couple of weeks ago. So it is a growth area for us. We're trying our best to get the ball. I think on stats, we're getting it in there a fair bit. It's just converting it. So we're working on that week by week. And we've got another pre-season to work on that. And hopefully we can put a few more scores on the board.
You touched on Kerno, and he is playing in straight as a forward and the Kuta 2.0. But do you see him eventually becoming a midfielder, the big, tall, big body midfielder to pair Paddy Cripps in the middle?
Yeah, well, it's the way the game's going. Charlie's about 194 centimetres, and Cripp is my height, which is 195. So I wouldn't be surprised if he pushes into the midfield, but the way he's going at the moment, I think we just keep him down forward and put the ball up to him.
Now, much was made of the Jedland matchup on Sicily. Was everyone aware of that role, or he's just a natural pest at training as well?
Yeah, he's a bit of both, actually. No, Lammy played a really disciplined role on the weekend for us. He's a fantastic player, James Sicily. He's sets up there, obviously, a moving position for him as well, but he's been taking some intercept marks and setting up their play. So we just said to Lammy, do your best on his defensive role, but also try and kick some goals, which he did. So he did a fantastic job.
And Daisy seems to be having a springy step in recent weeks. He even, Steve-O said on here, he could tell what the roof was like at Etihad after his big hanger. Do you feel he's just exuberant and up and about?
Yeah, I think he's just playing a little bit more freedom, along with the playing group. Obviously, we can't make finals. We've just we want to go out and enjoy our football as much as possible. As I said before, we've got a purpose. We want to play our Carlton brand of football. And we want to try and ruin a few finals chances, which we did last week. And we'll do our best against Sydney. But, yeah, I guess a lot of the older boys, the leaders have been doing a fantastic job at leading our team as well. Gilly's playing great footy. Sam Doherty had another great game on the weekend. So all the young boys are looking out there. And, yeah, as I said, we're just enjoying our football, which is good.
The experienced players play well again, which is terrific for the Blues, but also the emergence of the young guys like yourself, Jake, has been fantastic. And it's great to see from Blues' perspective to get another win on the board. It's right, it's important to be winning, and you get another chance against the Swans, who, as you rightly said, you defeated at the MCG earlier in the season. A big challenge, though, on the SCG on Saturday. Good luck. We appreciate your time, and well done on a big year so far.
Cheers, guys. Thanks,